From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. A third COVID-19 case has been diagnosed in Utah. The Summit County man is younger than 60 and traveled to Europe before becoming ill. He had contact with another confirmed case of COVID-19. Currently, he's recovering at home. The Utah Department of Health and Summit County Health Department are working to identify anyone who might have had contact with the man. Those people will be monitored. A spokesman says the system for reporting the case worked well, with the man calling in ahead of time and giving doctors time to prepare for his visit for testing. Due to growing concerns about a coronavirus outbreak, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will not allow the public to attend the upcoming April General Conference. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
This morning, the First Presidency of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced its largest biannual gathering. General Conference will go ahead as scheduled the first weekend of April, but with very limited attendance at the 20,000-seat conference center in downtown Salt Lake City. In an effort to slow the spread of coronavirus and the COVID-19 disease, only top church leaders, the Tabernacle Choir, and a few select guests will be present, while the general public will not be allowed entrance, and instead encouraged to watch the live video broadcast. This is the first time General Conference will be held without a public audience. It was postponed back in the spring of 1919 in response to the Spanish flu outbreak. Lee Hale, KUER News.
The University of Utah is looking at the possibility of canceling in-person classes for the rest of the spring semester in the hopes of preventing the spread of coronavirus on campus. On Monday, the university announced it would be restricting all university-related business travel through the rest of the semester, both in the United States and internationally. An official announcement on class cancellation is expected tomorrow morning. The spring semester ends April 30th. A bill aimed at easing Utah's reliance on its cash bail system passed the state legislature today. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
It requires judges to release people accused of low-level crimes using the least restrictive conditions appropriate to the case. Things like weekly check-ins, drug tests, and ankle monitors, or cash bail. Judges have to consider public safety and the defendant's likelihood to appear in court. Republican Senator Todd Weiler is the bill's floor sponsor.
Many of them cannot afford to post bail. They're being held in jail even though they haven't been convicted of anything. That often results in them losing their jobs and sometimes them losing their families.
The bill is supported by the Statewide Association of Prosecutors and Civil Liberties Groups, but not the bail industry. Will Carlos is with the Utah Association of Professional Bondsmen and Agents.
HB 206 eliminates bail opportunities at every corner. It violates Utah constitutional right to bail.
Well, Carlos thinks the bill goes too far. The ACLU of Utah says it doesn't go far enough. It says in counties that don't have pretrial programs to handle things like ankle monitors and drug testing, judges will still be imposing cash bail that's difficult for some people to come up with. The bill now heads to the governor's desk. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
The Utah Education Association says it's on board with a legislation package that changes how education is funded. Part of the package is a constitutional amendment that would allow money earmarked for education to be spent to support children and people with disabilities. The other is a bill that would put money into a new reserve account and increase per pupil spending. And that's what won over UEA President Heidi Matthews.
I feel so good about the commitment that we're making to really address some significant fundamental issues that we have regarding making sure our students have what they need.
The proposals still need final approval from the legislature. A new crosswalk signal is being installed tomorrow near the South Salt Lake Homeless Resource Center in response to a number of traffic deaths there. The shelter opened in December. Within weeks, three men were killed in separate traffic incidents. They were all hit by vehicles while trying to cross the street near the shelter. A new crosswalk is pedestrian activated and will stop traffic with flashing lights to allow people to cross. Utah households will start getting a notice in the mail to fill out the U.S. Census tomorrow, which can be done online, by mail, or over the phone. Evan Curtis with the Utah Complete Count Committee says 2020's count is the first year people can respond online.
With that, there comes a lot of unknowns, but it's also going to be much easier than it's ever been in the past. To go online anywhere, you have access from a smartphone and you can complete your census.
If you don't respond by late March, you'll get a reminder. And if you don't respond by late April, a census worker will follow up in person. The attempt to count everyone in the country happens once a decade and affects how billions of federal dollars are distributed. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.